This is Product Hunt Daily, a Brie podcast. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Today, an AI agent that replaces your entire media buying agency, a tool that watches how you work and tries to become your digital twin, and a 3D observability layer that lets you actually see what coding agents are doing in real time.
Some founders call Mentic an AI media buyer in a box. What does it actually replace end-to-end?
The manual agency loop. Mentic connects to your Meta Ads account, researches the business, generates strategy, and builds campaigns.
So it's not just a copy generator. It claims to handle audience targeting and budget allocation on its own.
Right. It creates the full media buying plan, then deploys ads directly. After launch, it monitors performance and adjusts spend across audiences.
That's the part where a human buyer would be pulling levers daily. Instead, the agent reallocates budget automatically. What stops it from just burning money?
The system classifies anomalies per channel, asset, and placement, then raises alerts or takes action. There's a guardrail layer watching for sudden cost spikes.
Which still leaves onboarding. Mentic says it interviews the company, much like an agency would during a discovery call.
That interview feeds its initial strategy and creative brief. Then it generates ad creatives, writes copy, and builds the campaign structure inside Meta.
So the AI acts as strategist, copywriter, media buyer, and analyst, all in one agent.
And the site frames it as a flat subscription instead of a percentage of ad spend. That pricing is a direct shot at the agency retainer model.
Does the agent handle the pixel and conversion setup too?
The docs mention deep Meta integration, so it likely reads existing pixel data if the account already has it, rather than building tracking from scratch.
That means the business still needs a properly configured pixel beforehand. Otherwise, the AI lacks the signal it needs to optimize.
Exactly. The promise of end-to-end works best when the measurement foundation is already in place. Otherwise, the agent is flying half-blind.
So, the takeaway? Mentic compresses the full agency workflow into one autonomous agent, from discovery to daily budget shifts, but it leans hard on a healthy metapixel. Vita watches how you work and tries to become your digital twin.
Ambitious, and maybe a little unsettling. What does it actually learn?
It captures your communication style, your decisions, your priorities, even the context you keep in scattered apps. Over time, it builds a model not just of your work, but of your intent.
So it's not a chatbot waiting for a prompt. More like a shadow executive that already knows what needs to happen next.
That's exactly how the team frames it. They call Vita a second self that remembers what matters and acts before you ask. The system connects to your email, Slack, calendar, and tools like Notion or Linear.
So it's pulling from all your communication channels at once. Does it just summarize or does it actually do things?
It can draft replies, prioritize tasks, prep meeting briefs, and surface decisions you may have missed. All of that is grounded in your real activity, not generic trading data.
Which means the quality depends completely on how much access you give it. What do they say about privacy?
They emphasize local-first processing where possible and promise that your data isn't used to train shared models. But the product is early, so the security story is still being tested by the community.
That's the trade-off with any system that wants to be a second brain. To act on your behalf, it needs deep visibility, and that requires real trust.
Right. And the deeper question Vita raises is whether handing over so much context actually reduces cognitive load or just adds a new layer of management.
If the model gets your intent wrong early, it could amplify mistakes before you even notice.
That's the risk. The promise is a proactive co-pilot that unloads your mental inbox. The reality, at least today, is a product that shows the direction, but still needs careful oversight. You can already hand a coding task to an AI agent and get working code back.
But you still cannot see how it got there, and that is a real trust problem.
Right, the agent just goes dark for a while and returns a result.
So a team launched Termi Protocol to solve exactly that, turning agent work into a live 3D simulation.
It shows the agent's workflow as a scannable spatial world instead of a text log.
That is a pretty unusual pitch. Watch your coding agents build live in 3D.
And the Product Hunt tagline puts it plainly. Watch your AI coding agents build live in 3D.
In practice, you give the agent a task, and Termi Protocol renders the process in real time. Every tool call, file write, or decision.
So you are not just checking a final diff. You see the thinking structure in three dimensions.
Exactly. It maps the abstract planning into something you can visually explore.
That shifts the relationship from wait and hope to real-time oversight.
And for teams, that matters, because debugging or steering an agent mid-run becomes actually possible.
If a coding agent takes a wrong branch, you spot it visually and intervene before it wastes tokens.
The direct consequence is faster course correction and less blind trust, especially when one agent runs a chain of many steps.
And the spatial layout helps you remember what the agent did across sessions.
It makes the agent's behavior reviewable, which is the missing piece for production use.
So Termi Protocol is less about building a new agent and more about making any coding agent observable and steerable. We just talked about watching coding agents work in 3D, but there's another automation chore a lot of us ignore, forgetting what we're paying for every month.
Right, the invisible subscription drain. One maker on Product Hunt says he built a tool because he had ADHD and was paying for 11 subscriptions he forgot about.
11 is a specific, painful number. And honestly, that quantity of forgotten charges can easily hit a couple hundred dollars a year.
The tool is Sentry AI, and it connects to Gmail to scan for recurring payment receipts and billing patterns, acting almost like an AI audit of your inbox.
So it's not just rule-based keyword matching. The AI reads the context across emails to surface subscriptions you might overlook, especially quarterly or annual ones.
And the consequence is immediate. Once Sentry AI surfaces the list, you cancel what you don't need and reclaim that recurring cost. The payout is concrete and repeats month after month.
The maker's own forgetfulness becomes the product's design logic. If you know you'll miss these charges, offload the memory to the AI. So you can turn your iPhone into a free Stream Deck for your Mac.
Apparently, yes. The app is Phone Deck. It launches a custom control surface on your phone that talks to a companion Mac app.
So you're not buying Elgato hardware? You just install this, set up shortcuts, and your phone becomes a macro pad.
That's the pitch. You get a grid of buttons you can label, assign actions, even add custom icons. Mac triggers include opening apps, URLs, Apple scripts, and keyboard shortcuts.
The real catch is, it's iOS only right now. The developer says no Android support yet. That limits the audience quite a bit.
Here's the bigger surprise. It's completely free. No subscription, no in-app purchases. Just an optional donation button.
That's rare. And it means the friction to try it is basically zero.
So for anyone with an iPhone and a Mac, you get a Stream Deck-style controller today without buying hardware. The trade-off is Android users just have to wait.
We've talked about tools that control your Mac from your phone. But what about tools that try to control your life's biggest moments, the messy ones, with a PDF checklist?
That makes me a little uneasy. An AI planner for truly personal things?
That's the core idea behind a product that just launched today called Checklist Fox. You type in a life prompt, and it generates a structured planner.
So it's not a generic to-do list app. It's for a specific kind of high-stakes moment.
Exactly. Their examples are things like first trimester checklist or starting a new business. You describe a major life event, and the AI designs a personalized, downloadable PDF.
So it's bridging the gap between a boring blank page and, say, a very expensive coach or therapist.
And it does it with a visual twist. You don't just get text. You choose a theme, and it creates a layout that feels like a beautiful, custom-made physical journal.
That visual angle is interesting. It's treating the plan as a design object, not just information. The product's tagline even mentions beautiful PDFs, and it's free to start.
The question it leaves me with is whether the advice itself is truly wise. The beauty could mask whether the life structure it provides for, say, navigating grief or a career change, is just a search engine summary dressed up in a nice font.
Right. The consequence of getting a pretty but shallow plan for a critical moment could be worse than having no plan at all. It's a powerful product with a very real responsibility baked in.
The question Checklist Fox leaves us with is whether a beautiful PDF can actually carry the weight of a truly personal moment. The product makes planning accessible, but the responsibility for wisdom still sits with the user.
Thanks for listening to Product Hunt Daily, a Brie podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with more launches worth your attention.